You could always add one to the mark.
You have to be very brief to bench some. In Perikyud, the first piece of Perikyud, says, "Halamadita shalai hay adam yoyri di taruma salakarish barachu." You have learned, says Eliyahu Navi, never to have any complaints against Hashem. Bizman shirei bni adam, when you see people, echad tzaddik v'toyvloy, a tzaddik was good for him, a tzaddik who doesn't have things going for him well, or a rasha that he has a great life, or a rasha who doesn't have such a good life. He says, don't have any kashas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'mu yoridi di tarumas al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person has complaints against Hashem, so Eliyahu Navi says, HaReizem Ischai Ben Ashai. He pays for it by his life. That's the Pshan Pasuk in Koheles, Shenemar, Al Titein Es Picha, Lachati Es Pisarecha. He says, don't allow your mouth to hurt your flesh. Val Tomer Lifnei HaMalach, and don't say before the Malach, Ki Shagagahi, it was just a mistake. Loma Yiksef Elokim Al Karlacha. Why should Hashem get upset about your voice? V'chibel es ma'asei adecha. That you destroy that which you have going for you. Talked about the Mechayim and how he was a very big mechazik in those times for the Yidden who survived the war. Not to have any kashas, any complaints. Tell me pshat in the Holocaust, tell me pshat in the Holocaust. We can't understand the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways. That's the answer to the question. Well, B'nai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. They couldn't understand also what was going on in Mitzrayim. The atrocities in the Mitzrayim were just as bad as they were in the Holocaust. Shech the children, and they used them as mortar, and terrible, almost terrible. And B'nai Yisrael had kashas when they left. But they followed Hashem out, despite the kashas. And Hashem had a special nachas from that. And he said, Zachayti laches in urayach, that you follow me be'amuna into the midbar. And there were some who had kashas, and they complained. So, but when was the answer to that question? When did Ben Esau finally receive their answers to why they had to be in Mitzrayim and suffer so much? You know what their answer was? When they came to Har Sinai, and Hashem said the words, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Haytzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, answered all their questions. The Medrash says that. The Medrash says that the brothers, when they went to Mitzrayim in the first place, they had lots of questions also, with this Safnas Paneach, all the runaround that he was giving them, and nothing made sense. The Chazal say that as soon as Yosef said the words, Ani Yosef, in an instant, everything made sense. All the kashas went away in those two words. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the Medrash says that if that's the case with Yosef HaTzadik, that just in two words he said on Yosef, everything was answered. Alachas kama v'kama, v'achres hayamim, when Hashem will say the words, Ani Hashem, everything will be answered. That's the answer to the question. We're coming to the night of the Seder. And once the Ksav Sefer was sitting with his father, the Chassam Sefer, and he had some questions on the Haggadah. And at the time, the Chassam Sefer didn't answer him. He heard the question, didn't answer. The whole night of the Seder, he didn't answer. It was only a short time later that he went over to his son and he told him the answers. He said, Tate, why don't you tell me the night of the Seder? You knew the answers to the questions then. What, you had to think about it? He says, I wanted to teach you the Midah, that just because you have questions doesn't mean everything is for Fallah. That's what it means, the night of the Seder. The night of the Seder is called the night of Emunah. I ask you the following question. Where are the answers to the Manishtan and the Haggadah? I never saw any answers. Avadim Hayuna Lefarav Mitzrayim, these are answers to why we eat matzah, why we recline. I don't understand it. I'm not asking this question. The Mefarshim asked this question. You may not be able to see the answers, but that's not what the night of the Seder is. It's not a night of asking questions and getting answers. The Emunah is the biggest answer. With Emunah, there's no kashas. We have a lot of questions in our personal lives, why things go the way that they go. We have struggles, difficulties, challenges. But a person should know that not only is Hashem going to answer these questions, we're going to make such a yontif out of our challenges. We're going to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Sfarim, and say more for those moments that were difficult than for the hatzlachas which we had, which didn't come with any difficulties at all. We know Tisha B'Av is going to be a Yontif. Shavuos HaBetam is going to be a Yontif. These are all going to be Yontifs. Hashem's not going to have to explain to us why they were Yontifs. Not going to have to fetch it out of us that, you know, I want you to make a Yontif out of Tisha B'Av. No, it's going to be, we're going to see that Churban Beis HaMikdash was good. It was good. Tach V'Tat was good. Holocaust was good. It was good. If we know it's going to be that way anyways, so we might as well believe in it now. That's the truth. We're coming to those days. And Mitzvah Hashem, Elyonavi is the one who talks about it. That's the meat of Elyonavi. He's the one who's telling us that. He's the right-hand man of Mashiach the Kainu. They're going to come together and they're going to show us, to tell us, to reveal to us how everything was good. So it's in our best interest, because it's MS, to recognize that everything that Hashem does is for the good, and to live by that, we'll have tremendous simcha every single day of our lives. And Mashiach the Kainu, Elyonavi. Here we go.